Let's talk netty now.
Netball.
Yeah, well worked out, Roach.
Are the lights on?
Well, we'll find out. Adelaide Thunderbirds remain undefeated in what can only be called a farcical situation last week when the power went out, Roach. There was drama prior to that. The game started late. But the good news is the T-Birds are sitting in third place. Let's talk to one of our favourites, captain of the Thunderbirds, Hannah Petty. Hello, Hannah.
Hello, how are we? Thanks for having me.
No, it's always our pleasure. What a debacle. Take us through it. The game started late. Who was at fault?
Yeah, look, it was a very interesting slash frustrating night. I mean, the game got delayed at the start of the match by an hour, so we were sitting around trying to entertain ourselves in the change room, which was actually quite funny. And then, obviously, the power went out at halftime and we didn't end up finishing the match and finished with a draw.
So can we go back to the markings on the court? Surely they've used those markings before. And why was the call made so late? Do you have any clarity on that?
Look, Netball Australia and Netball SA are going through all the processes at the moment, and I actually haven't heard back from either of them. But there was just a difference between the lacquer on the stickers and a lacquer on the rest of the court. And they, the Netball Australia Integrity Officer who comes to all matches deemed it unsafe. So we just had to wait for the court to be, the stickers to be ripped up, and then we were all good to go, which was the main thing. And as players, we felt very safe once that was happened to go out and do our business and unfortunately only play half the game.
Now, I know you need to be diplomatic here, but the Netball Australia official, when did he actually check that, and why wouldn't you check it a lot earlier so it doesn't impact on the starting time of the game?
Yeah, look, that's a great question and probably something that needs to be looked at. But as far as I know, we trained on the court and that was all good. But, a Netball Australia official deemed it unsafe and we can only do what's best for the players. We don't want to put anyone at risk for doing injury. So if they deem it unsafe, then it's very unfair for us to go out and play on, obviously. But I just feel for the fans that they firstly had to wait out in the line for an hour and then only getting half a game in the end.
We're not looking for a headline here, but you warmed up on it and thought it was okay.
We didn't warm up on it. No, we obviously trained on the court, and then I actually didn't even know anything was wrong with the court until we were about to go out and warm up. So we were all in doing our normal prep, and then the coach called us in early, which we thought was a bit different because Tanya likes to stick to her structure. But and then she obviously said, look, girls, the game's been delayed an hour, so stop what you're doing and sit down and relax. And we put the Crows match on, so we saw them try and make a comeback to kill some time. But that was about all we did.
Okay, so Hannah, never say never. Things could always happen again. What do you learn from that experience?
I think everyone handled it so well. I think we all took it as a joke kind of at the start, and everyone just wanted to do anything they could to make sure that time would pass smoothly. I think we learned a lot through COVID about being very flexible, and I was so proud of the girls, the way they handled it. No one really come out too worried from it. Everyone was just, if you ask a few of the girls, they're like, that was the funnest game we've ever played, just purely because we didn't know what was happening. We were having so much fun in the change room trying to kill time, which normally you do, but it was to a new level, I guess, this week as well.
Well, the second part you can't control. When you get a transformer blows up in the Mile End area, you're not going to be able to deal with that one. But it does bring up then the question, if someone's doing a plan B, what happens next time? Is there the possibility for generators at the stadium?
Yeah, look, that's a great question and probably something that all stadiums around Australia need to look at is, if something like this random does happen and very uncontrollable, what is our plan B? And I hope that we do learn from this random event that did happen. But, look, there was power in some of the stadium, as in I think they do have a generator because it wasn't pitch black in there, so I'm assuming something was running some things, but obviously not enough to play in. And I just think the crowd got their torches out and were singing to the horses and things like that, which was amazing to see. There probably needs to be a plan B, and hopefully we will learn from this. So if it ever does happen again, we can at least finish the game out.
All right, enough of the tricky questions. Ironically, you're at 25 apiece at half time, so you get 2 points each. You head to the Sunshine Coast. Hey, do you like travelling? You like getting on the road away with the girls?
Oh, definitely. I think when you travel, you get to know each other better, and there's nothing like an away trip. Obviously, we love playing at home and in front of our fans because there's nothing like it, but away trips are fun and they're different in a different aspect of we aren't in our home turf, we don't have the crowd behind us, so it's a new challenge. But you always like to check out all the local cafes and things like that to find the new coffee spots that you go and see.
The Queens of Coffee. Hey, only two games in, you're sitting in third place. You take on the top side, Sunshine Coast Lightning. Are they expected to be a force this year?
Oh, definitely. I think any team this year in the comp has can go all the way, and I definitely hope that's us at the end of the season. But they've come out firing at the start of the season, and we think that we've got something a little bit different that we're going to throw at them, which I'll probably keep under wraps just in case anyone listening from the sunny coast is going to spill our tricks. But yeah, honestly, they've been coming out firing. Their attack end is on fire. Cara Conan, I think she only missed like two goals in her last game, so she's going to be something that we've got to stop and make sure that as attackers we work through the court as well and nullify their defensive end.
Hannah, you weren't the only team to have dramatic, shambolic, farcical moments in your game. Do you feel for the Collingwood Magpies? Can anyone feel for the Collingwood Magpies?
Oh, I think you definitely have to feel for the Magpies. I mean, you probably don't expect that to happen in a game of netball, a team getting two centre passes, but Netball Australia have come out pretty strongly saying it wasn't able to be stopped due to the centre pass being taken, which is a rule I probably didn't know about, so I'm glad that happened to someone else and not us. But you can't not help but feel for the Magpies. I mean, they're up all game, but well done to the Vixens as well. I mean, they got back into it, and although they probably had a little bit of help, they still got the win in the end.
Now, what would the odds be of your game being ended due to a blackout, and then you got your brother playing up at the Gabba, and his game was delayed because of a blackout?
Yeah, look, I'm blaming my parents because they actually went up to the Gabba to watch Harry play, so, and then they flew back to Adelaide to watch us. So I don't think they've paid their power bill or something like that must be happening. But, yeah, it's a pretty random event, and especially for both of us to be involved in it.
Well, it sounds like the T-Birds are up and about.
Do us a favour. Tell them to avoid Adelaide Oval on Saturday night, will you?
I can guarantee they won't be there.
Right, but we know they're Port supporters. Well, they were. Hey, the T-Birds are up and about. You take on the Lightning. You head up to the Sunshine Coast. That game gets underway on Saturday at Uni SC Arena. We wish you all the best, Hannah, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me.